Let's get started. Today we're covering 7 key highlights from the life and career of Peabo Bryson. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy. Here's what you need to know. 7 facts about Peabo Bryson, coming right up. First things first. Prepare to perfectly pinpoint Peabo's pivotal performances. Fact number 1. Peabo Bryson was born on April 13, 1951, in Greenville, South Carolina. Growing up, his mother took him to see performances by well-known Black artists. That early exposure sparked his love for music and shaped his soulful style. Here's the takeaway. Family influence plus live shows built the foundation of his emotive ballads. Test question. What is Peabo Bryson's birth date? Correct answer. April 13, 1951. Memory aid. April 13th, Peabo's musical dream was birthed. All right, let's continue. Next up, fact number 2. He launched his recording career in 1976 and released his debut album, Peabo, the same year. This marked a shift from behind-the-scenes work as a writer, producer, and arranger into the spotlight as a frontline vocalist. Think of it this way. Mentorship at Bang Records unlocked the voice the world would soon recognize. Test question. In which year did Peabo Bryson release his debut album? Correct answer. 1976. Memory aid. In 76, Peabo's career picks. Moving on. Fact number 3. He achieved major success with Disney duets, including Beauty and the Beast with Celine Dion. These soundtrack moments expanded his audience far beyond R&B, earned Grammy recognition, and cemented him as a go-to duet partner. Here's what you need to know. Disney made his voice an intergenerational fixture. Test question. With whom did Peabo Bryson perform the duet Beauty and the Beast? Correct answer. Celine Dion. Memory aid. Celine and Peabo's beauty was a Grammy-winning beast. Let's keep it rolling. Fact number 4. A Whole New World became the first song from an animated feature film to top the Billboard Hot 100. From Disney's Aladdin, the duet crossed formats and generations. This is key to understanding his mainstream impact. Test question. What was the first song from an animated film to top the Billboard Hot 100? Correct answer. A Whole New World. Memory aid. A Whole New World. Chart success unfurled. Okay, let's refocus. Next up is a core radio hit. Fact number 5. His single, If Ever You're In My Arms Again, hit number 10 on the US pop chart. In 1984, it also led the adult contemporary chart. Lush orchestration plus his warm tenor defined the era's romantic ballad sound. Here's the takeaway. This track proved his crossover power beyond R&B. Test question. Which Peabo Bryson single hit number 10 on the US pop chart in 1984? Correct answer. If Ever You're In My Arms Again. Memory aid. In 84, Peabo's arms soared. Let's jump ahead. Fact number 6. In 2003, the IRS seized and auctioned his possessions, including both Grammy Awards, over unpaid taxes. Tough moment. It spotlights how financial pitfalls can hit even celebrated artists. The main idea is, legacy and business must go hand in hand. Test question. Which year did the IRS seize Peabo Bryson's possessions? Correct answer. 2003. Memory aid. In 2003, Peabo faced IRS spree. Let's shift gears a bit. Fact number 7. After a heart attack in 2019, he recovered and continued releasing music and performing. His collaboration with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis on Stand for Love showed creative relevance and resilience. Fans kept showing up. Here's what you need to know. He bounced back and kept the music alive. Test question. In which year did Peabo Bryson have a heart attack but recover to continue his career? Correct answer. 2019. Memory aid. In 2019, Peabo's heart stayed keen. Got that? Keep it going. Quick recap time. Fact number 1. What is Peabo Bryson's birth date? Correct answer. April 13th, 1951. Fact number 2. In which year did he release his debut album? Correct answer, 1976. Fact number 3. With whom did he perform Beauty and the Beast? Correct answer, Celine Dion. Fact number 4. What was the first song from an animated film to top the Hot 100? Correct answer? A Whole New World. Fact number 5. Which single hit number 10 on the US pop chart in 1984? Correct answer? If Ever You're in My Arms Again. Fact number 6. In what year did the IRS seize his possessions? Correct answer? 2003. Fact number 7. In what year did he have a heart attack but recover to continue his career? Correct answer. 2019. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. That's a wrap for today. Great work. Let's pick it up next time.